Retelling an ugly part of the history of Boston has been the mission of a woman being honored this weekend by the Museum of African American History before she leaves Boston. Beverly Morgan Welch spent 16 years as the director of the museum, and WBUR's Dolores Handy this morning has this profile of Welch and her work.
It's a terrible story. It's a very difficult story.
Beverly Morgan Welch on the moral dilemma that powered the American economy at the birth of this new nation.
It's a confusing mess when you decide to do something that is inhumane and immoral.
It's the story of slavery in what would become the United States of America.
If we don't understand the economics of slavery, the economics of this country, then we certainly don't know much. Because you have to understand how the country was built. So we have taken an extremely complex story and reduced it to, there was once slavery and it's over, get over it.
The Museum of African American History brought the story to life recently at an event at Faneuil Hall, an iconic location named after a slave owner.
By the 1740s, one of five families in Boston owned enslaved.
National Park Service Superintendent Michael Creasy.
One of those slaveholders was Peter Faneuil, the gentleman with the print on the wall there. Slavery and the slave trade in the Americas existed longer than emancipation and civil rights has yet existed.
Another speaker that day, State Representative Byron Rushing.
It will not be until 2111 that people of African descent will have been free as long as they have been enslaved in the United States.
The Museum of African American History says its mission is to make sure the history of Black Americans is accurately portrayed. Beverly Morgan Wells says their stories are important for all Americans.
What I am most proud of is that I want people to understand that this is American history. It's not just African American history, it's American. We have taught history for many, many years in this country in a way in which it just denied the work that most people did, what women did. I feel that among my contributions, it has been to ask people to question what they are hearing.
Morgan Welch is leaving Boston to continue telling the same story in Washington.
We are becoming the country we want to become. We are young yet.
That's part of her message as Morgan Welch moves to Washington to take a leadership role at the Smithsonian's new National Museum of African American History, which opens on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. in the new year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.